This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 21st, 2015, Three Dog Night vocalist Corey Wells dies suddenly at the age of 74. His lead vocals on Eli's Coming, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Shambhala, and Never Been to Spain helped the band achieve 21 Billboard Top 40 hits and place 11 albums on the Billboard 200 chart. On this day in 1992, Lisa Marie Presley gives birth to Elvis's first grandson. She and her husband, Denny Keough, named the baby Benjamin Storm Keough. On this day in 1976, drummer Keith Moon plays his final show with The Who. He would leave the band and enter a drug and alcohol program shortly after. On September 7, 1978, Moon dies of an overdose of a sedative that had been prescribed to prevent seizures induced by alcohol withdrawal. On this day in 1972, 17 years after having hits with some of rock and roll's most memorable classics, Chuck Berry has his first Billboard Hot 100 number one record with My Ding-a-Ling, a silly novelty song centered on grade school-level private parts jokes. The tune also went to the top of the British charts. It was recorded live at Coventry Lanchester Polytechnique in England as part of the Lanchester Arts Festival, for which Berry turned up an hour and a half late. On this day in 1967, the glaring differences in musical taste between the United States and Great Britain are never more evident than when To Serve With Love by Lulu hits number one in the U.S., where it would stay for 5 weeks. The record didn't even chart in Britain. On this day in 1965, Bill Black, leader of Bill Black's Combo and Elvis Presley's original bass player, dies from a brain tumor. Black's biggest solo hit was White Silver Sands, an instrumental that made it to the top 10 in 1960. And on this day, October 21st, 1962, Bob Dylan records his first album, Bob Dylan, for Columbia Records. The LP featured the 20-year-old singer accompanied only by his guitar and harmonica. How long did it take to record, and what was the cost for his first album? And what was his first single? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 21st, 1962, Bob Dylan records his first album, Bob Dylan, for Columbia Records. The album featured the 20-year-old singer accompanied only by his guitar and harmonica. The recording is done in one day, and production costs were held to $400. Dylan's first single was Mixed Up Confusion.
I got mixed up confusion, man, and it's a-killing me. There's too many people, and they're all too hard to please. In my hand, babe, I'm walking down the line, beat don't ever stop. Yeah.